You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armorall, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armorall products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at Armorall.com. Armorall, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This podcast is brought to you by...
Nobody.
Max, I think we're a little bit close for tyres at this stage. I think just pull back.
Mate, this is the only chance of being close to Mercedes and not just sitting behind like a grandma.
On the show today, we pay our respects to Sabine Schmitz, the queen of the Nürburgring. We get our first thoughts on Drive to Survive Season 3. Break down the newest street circuit in Jeddah. Mercedes are nervous about Red Bull. Stat of the week. And we start breaking down the drivers for the upcoming season. Plus, much, much more. But first, we must hand the mic over to a man. A man that visited the Virgin Islands last week and now they're just called the Islands. A man that knows Victoria's secret. A man so good, he can hear sign language. That man is David Croft. Take it away, Crofty.
It's lights out and away we go.
Once a week, one man emerges from the pit lane to deliver all the news, discussion, and results of Formula One. Well, that time has arrived. Sit back, relax, for the Park It In My Ferme show. Here is your host, Caldy.
That is right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, your boy, Caldy, back once again to talk all things Formula One. Whoa. Stop everything. What the hell is that? Oh, sorry. It's just my Ferme. Left it out. You want to park it there? That's right. It's the Park It In My Ferme show. The show talking all things Formula One. Bringing you the sweet, sweet sounds tickling your eardrums. My voice, that is. Twice a week. Some people think twice a week is too much. We all know when it comes to the quarterpotamus around the watering hole, it's never enough. If you've missed any episodes in the past, head over to parkitinmyferme.com to catch up or your podcast listening app. You can tap that subscribe, follow or stalk button to stay up to date. Want to reach out to your main man over here? Head over to the socials, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. What about my OnlyFans account? I hear you ask. Well, if you want some nudes, just ask me. I ain't shy. We can roleplay. You can be Nikita Mazepin and I can be your little squeeze. But today, we are going to start breaking down all the drivers because we are
on the road.
Oh yes, get excited. We're on the road, ladies and gentlemen. Bahrain International Sakhir Grand Prix Circuit. Yeah. Yes. We are on the road looking at how the drivers will finish up, what races they can possibly win, and more. We, of course, bring you your stat of the week and much more. But first, it's time for the news.
News. Cody, Formula One news. Pocket in my Ferme, Formula One news. It's the pimp news. Didn't steal this, it's definitely the pimp news coming through your ears right now. Pocket in my Ferme, Formula One news, pimp news, yeah.
Okay, it is news time, and we start with some very sad news indeed, that Sabine Schmidt has passed away after a long battle with cancer. She was first diagnosed in 2017, and after years of treatment and fighting, she sadly lost that battle during the week. The German star, dubbed the Queen of the Ring, was known for her talents and racing skill, in particular at the Nürburgring, where she grew up. She raced that 13-mile track roughly 20,000 times. And then famously in 2004, she raced a Ford Transit van around the Nürburgring in 10 minutes and 8 seconds, only 9 seconds slower than Jeremy Clarkson did in the Jaguar S-Type. The world of motorsport has lost a couple of legends in the past week, and in terms of powerful women in the world of racing, she certainly was one of the most powerful. She will be missed, and to show you just how well she knew the Nürburgring, we have a little treat for you here. Here she is on Top Gear a couple of years ago, listing every single corner in the correct order from memory in under a minute.
Okay, Sabine, as we saw in this week's episode, you really are the queen of the Nürburgring, lapping this car faster than supercars.
We're going to get it!
Okay, we're
going to
take it!
We got it!
Scaring the life out of Rory Reid. It was all good. I want to test your Nürburgring knowledge. I don't think anyone knows the track quite like you.
I did a couple of laps, that's
true. You've done a couple of laps in your time. All right, so here's the challenge. I want you to name every single corner on the track. Remember, this track is 12, nearly 13 miles long. So quite a few corners.
Yeah.
But you can name them all, one after the other.
No problem.
All right, and I'm going to time it for no reason other than to exert some pressure. All right. Okay. So in your own time. By the way, I have a map here for my reference because I don't know the corners like Sabine does. Right. Sabine, in your own time.
Yeah. Okay. Hatzenbach, Hocheichen, Quillbacher Höhe, Flugplatz, Arenberg, Fuchsröhre, Adenauer Forst, Metzgesfeld, Kallenhardt, Wehrseifen, Breitscheidbrücke, Exmühle. Dann kommt die Kurve, wo Niki Lauda verunglückt ist. Und dann Bergwerk. Kesselchen, Steilstrecke, Karussell, Hohe Acht, Wippermann, nach dem Wippermann kommt noch eine Eschbach, Brünnchen, Eiskurve, Pflanzgarten, großer Sprunghügel, dann kommt Schwalbenschwanz, kleines Karussell, Galgenkopf, Döttinger Höhe und Hocheichen.
I didn't know what half those words meant, but it is what was written on my map. That was absolutely amazing. I mean, you have done several thousand laps, so I wouldn't expect anything less. Okay, do you want to know your time?
Yes.
48 seconds.
Yeah, 0.67. Under a minute. Okay. Under a minute, that's good.
Because no one else has ever done that, that is a new lap record.
Oh, cool.
Thank you, Sabine.
Another one.
Moving on. Drive to Survive Season 3 has just been released, or is about to, by the time this comes out, I think. And we've got a breakdown of the episodes right now. Now, I'm already hearing very, very good things about Drive to Survive Season 3. We've got Episode 1, The Cash is King, obviously. A lot of contract talks happened back on the track after the long coronavirus break. Nobody's Fool, Episode 3. We need to talk about Ferrari. Well, they certainly were a talking point in 2020. That is for sure the end of the affair. Episode 6, The Comeback Kid. Surely that's Hulkenberg. Surely? I don't know. Episode 7, Gunter's Choice. Episode 8, No Regrets. Episode 9, Man on Fire. Got no idea who that's about. And Episode 10, Down to the Wire. Ooh, I am excited. 10 episodes of glory. And they've already confirmed Season 4 is definitely happening. So, get it. Cited. In further news, it was shown to us Jeddah's street circuit. Saudi Arabia are getting a race for the next 10 years, and for the next couple at least, we'll be doing a street circuit in Jeddah that's occurring on December 5th. is when the race is this season. It's going to be very, very similar to Singapore. It will be a night race under artificial lighting. It's interesting. I don't know if you've jumped online and had a look at the track. At first, I'm excited. You know, it's the quickest of the street circuits. It's only 6 kilometers long. Average speed of 322 kilometers an hour. 27 turns. 3 possible DRS zones. Now, I've had a look at the map. I don't think you can get 3 proper DRS zones on there. But I don't know. I just think street circuits are a problem with a lot of them now. They're just too narrow. You're not going to get a lot of overtaking. They're promising overtaking. So we'll see what happens there. And finally, in the news, let's talk about Mercedes and Red Bull, because that is going to be the Constructors' Championship. Those two teams are just going to be going head-to-head all year long. And after testing, are we really expecting Mercedes to be behind the mark? I don't know. I think they aren't going to be as sharp as everyone thinks they are. James Vowles, head of strategy at Mercedes, said, "I would say Red Bull are ahead on performance. They are a class act from the test, but it's just a test. It's not a race, and it is one event out of 23. Are we going to have to choose? Are we going to have a very close season? I would say so. Red Bull are a fierce adversary. They've got strong package and clearly came out of the box very, very quick. The results of that is across the season and across different types of track layouts. I'm sure we will move forward and backwards relative to them, but I don't believe we're going to go into the particular findings or the performance that is missing or being ahead of them. So in short, yeah, I think we're going to have a close championship this year." Look, I've said it for a few weeks now. I think it's going to be extremely close. I think it's going to come down to the very, very last race of the year in Abu Dhabi for the Constructors. I think Red Bull are actually going to win. I just think having Max Verstappen and Sergio Perez there is just a powerhouse 1-2 punch. Yes, I think Lewis Hamilton will win the Drivers' World Championship, but I think Valtteri Bottas will let down Mercedes, and yeah, it'll just cause headaches all around. What do you guys think? Head over to the socials, Twitter, Insta, and Facebook, and let me know. Slide into those DMs. I'll be waiting. But that is it for the news.
Proper quality. Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah, great job.
Smooth operator. Smooth operator.
So let's move on now, as we are on the road. Oh, yeah. Get excited. We're on the road. We're on the road.
On the road. On the road. On the road.
On the road. Bahrain International Sakhir Grand Prix Circuit. Yeah. We need to start our driver profile. We need to look at the constructors. We had a look at the constructors last week. But this time around, it's the drivers are going to be ranked. We'll go through each driver on the grid and see where they will land. Try and predict the standings for the 2021 season. So let's start off with number 20, back of the grid. Last but definitely not the least. I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. It's going to be Mick Schumacher. Now, I know what you're all saying. That's blasphemy. To say that a Schumacher will be dead last. Well, I have to say it. He will. It won't be for long. He will have moments of brilliance this year, but it's his first season in F1 in a very rubbish Russian car. Team Haas will struggle all around. Their focus is on 2022, so they did the right thing in adding two rookies to the mix. But Schumacher will struggle slightly more than Mazepin, and therefore I have him last with 0 points. Moving on, number 19. I'm going to go with Nikita Mazepin. The other Haas driver, the chesticle squeezer, the titty tickler. This is one of the three daddy's boys on the grids. He has a bit of mongrel about him. He's a bit of a dickish attitude, and to be honest, being an F1 driver, or a good F1 driver at least, it seems that you need to be a bit of a dick. And he has that in spades. He will finish ahead of Mick by finishing higher in races than him this season, but still failing to score a point. Also, he's already got some memorable dickish sound bites to add to his arsenal just from last weekend. Have a listen.
And this
this is Lewis Hamilton before he got to the line, trying to prepare the tyres nicely, ended up pirouetting instead. And this was Nikita Mazepin, who was just behind Hamilton.
Have a look at that onboard. I almost drove into Lewis.
Number 18 is daddy's boy number 2, Nicholas Latifi, scoreless and made to look like a numpty next to the golden child George Russell. Nicholas really struggled with form, but I think, not being the new kid on the block, he will try and succeed. And with outperforming the two Haas drivers, will he score a point though? That's the question. That's what I'm thinking about. I think he sneaks in for one single point for Williams, a lot more than what Williams got last year. Moving on, number 17, racing car Jesus with the gorgeous hair. I reckon Antonio Giovinazzi will look more comfortable in that Alfa Romeo and managed to surprise a few fans with some high-class racing throughout the season, but it won't be consistent. Fourth to last, number 16 for him. Sorry, 17 for him, because number 16, the Iceman. Iceman Kimi Raikkonen, the old man on campus, is back in the Alfa. Looking to have some fun with his hobby, and this, I reckon he will have a great season. Now, yes, I've got him 16th. And yes, 16th is not great, but you know, you've got to remember the cars that he's been given. He gets to travel back to Porto Mayo as well, where he had that magnificent opening lap where he passed, what was it, like a bajillion cars? And I cannot wait to see what Kimi will bring this season. Let's listen to a bit of that famous Kimi radio.
And we are 9.5 behind Bottas and 8/10 a lap quicker.
What do you mean? We are behind Bottas.
Confirm, we are behind Bottas.
How did we end up behind him? Why we didn't support him?
He was leading the race, Kimi.
Okay, I thought to say we were the way around.
And that was the first five drivers breakdown. We are about to dive into the next five, but first... it's time for your stat.
I'm a stat man, Formula One stat man. Cody's a stat man. Yeah, stats. I'm a stat man. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Stat time. Yeah. Oh, so much stats. So many stats. I don't know if this intro is even long enough. There's that many stats. Stats. Yeah. Ooh, so many stats. I'm a stat man.
Oh, yeah. Stat of the week time. And this week, the stats are all about how F1 has become a young person game. For shame. Let the oldies have a go. Kimi Raikkonen would not have seemed old in the first year of Formula One. And I'll tell you why. See, we talk about how the physical demands there are on the drivers these days. So it's very unusual for drivers to continue into their 40s, but the first year of World Championships were a little bit different. Basically, in the inaugural season of the Formula One, you could basically rock up with a car and be 106 years old and still compete. You could do whatever you want. It was like track day racing. The oldest podium in history came in that first season, as Nino Farina, Luigi Fagioli, and Louis Rossier, nailed those names, booked out the top three at Bremgarten in Switzerland. Their combined age, 140 years and 93 days, or an average of 46 years and 9 months per driver. An average of 46 years, 9 months. Just to give you an idea of how that compares to today's, the most recent podium at Hockenheim, well, the last time we had a recent podium at Hockenheim, Lewis Hamilton, Daniel Ricciardo, and Max Verstappen stood on that podium. Their average age, 25 years and 10 months. I've said it once and I've said it before. Let's get the grandpas out there. That was your stat of the week.
He's a stat man. Ooh, that was a good stat. Yeah, such a good stat. Such a good stat. You know it was. He's a stat man. Hey, let's go on with the show. Cool, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh,
We're on a run. Come on. Tom, do you know what that was? That was the smooth operator. Smooth operation.
Carlos, check the radio. We seem to have picked up some dodgy music channel again.
Okay, now we've got to go back to the driver countdown. Time for drivers 15 through 11. Where were they for? Will we see some shocks? Will George Russell crack the top 10? The answer? No. Number 15, George Russell, the golden child. The driver most British TV personalities cream themselves over. And so do I. All those yummy Insta pics do something to me. He was given the keys to the Merc for one race last year and proved to everyone it's the car, not the driver. He was flawless and passing everything. Okay, we had the mechanical issue. We had the pit stop malfunction. We had the rear tire puncture as well. Like, it was just everything that could go wrong went wrong for him. And it was just hard to hear. Number 14, Carlos Sainz, the smooth operator.
Thank you, guys. What do you think? Do you think that was a smooth operator?
smooth operator.
I think that was the smoothest operation of my life.
Yeah, man, you sent them.
Straight in is McLaren for a tractor. The Ferrari will be shocking again. And there isn't a chance in hell he cracks the top 10. Number 13, Esteban Ocon, who will finish 13th in the championship. That's it. There's not much more I can say. He's the most uninteresting driver in the field. And he will be in the worst of the okay cars. You know, he'll finish worst of all the cars that I think could get you a top 10 spot. Number 12, Charles Leclerc. I hate to say it, this one actually hurts a little bit, but he will finish 12th. And I can see a future world champ at some point ending the season on the podium. I can see him getting on the podium at two races. I'll give him two races. Two races this year, Leclerc on the podium. That's a lock. Take that to the bank, put your house on it. He'll be a future world champ, that's for sure. It's just not going to be now. Ferrari really need to turn it around and do something quickly before they ruin his career, but no one's going to be harder on the man than himself. Let's take a listen to one of his performances from last year.
P4, slow button on. You did a good job. Really good job.
No, I did a job. I did a job. That's it. I did a job. I am so sorry to the whole team. I am stupid. As much as in Baku, congratulations to Seb. He deserves it. It's not been a good year for him. And yeah, even if I'm so of myself, he's done a great job, and I hope you will enjoy it.
And number 11, that young driver from Alpine, Fernando Alonso, the two-time champ, is back. I can't see him cracking into the top 10. But I do think he'll finish on the podium in a couple of races as well and replicate what Danny Ric did last year. But really, that's it. George Russell, Carlos Sainz, Esteban Ocon, Charles Leclerc, and Fernando Alonso, 15 through to 11. I mean, what do you think? Head over to the socials. Let me know. You know, that's the worst 10 out there. That's your 11 through 20. You heard them today. Next episode, we'll be going top 10. Then we'll predict the races that they'll actually win. Okay, because, you know, we're on the road. We're on the road, baby. And I know what you're thinking. You're probably so happy there's a week to go, so we don't have to listen to this anymore. But we're on the road. Let's go. Yeah. Bahrain International Sakhir Grand Prix Circuit. Yeah. And, well, that's going to do it for another show. Another episode done. Top 10 drivers coming next week. Also, we'll be reviewing Breaking Down Drive to Survive Season 3. I'll be watching that over the weekend. You better believe it. And, of course, all the news opinions, results, more. Let's go. So make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Like the podcast. Follow it as well. Head over to the socials, Insta, Twitter, Facebook. I'll be there. Reach out. Slide into the DMs if you're so inclined. Don't be afraid. I don't bite. But that's going to be it for another episode. And as always, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.